Hey there, and welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this nightly podcast, we take a look at a passage or two from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5, maybe 6 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. So in today's reading, we read Genesis 28, Matthew 27, Esther 4, and Acts 27. And as we read today, we surely saw some of the most important and memorable scenes played out. We see God refresh the covenant of Abraham through Jacob and confirm that his is the line through which all peoples will be blessed. We see Jacob even given a dream that kind of foreshadows for us a way to God. Access to the throne room, you know. Then in Matthew, we see that very ladder, that Jacob's ladder. We see the playing out of that, the way to God, Jesus, as he meekly faces man-fearing Pilate and the mob who screams for Jesus to be crucified. This chapter in Matthew gives us one telling of that day that we would come to see as Good Friday, where Jesus stood in the gap for us and took upon himself the death that we deserved. However, one reading, one chapter that I don't want to miss the opportunity to discuss, because we won't read this story again this year, is that of Esther and her moment of decision we see in Esther chapter 4. Hadassah, better known by the Persian name Esther, as she hoped to conceal her natural Jewish heritage, is the newly minted queen of Persia after what I'm sure is a less than sanctified selection process. Nevertheless, she has been given a position of power and privilege of sorts in this palace. Just as villainous tragedy happens when, out of spite, a high official of the king, Haman, convinces King Ahasuerus, you know, the way to, I try to remember that is a hat, shoe, wear us, Ahasuerus, to give a decree that all the Jews throughout the empire are to be killed. Esther's cousin, Mordecai, is heartbroken and grief-stricken when he hears the news and begins to lament, wearing sackcloth and ashes. And Esther finds out about the pain that Mordecai is in, and she sends him fresh clothes. But Mordecai doesn't accept. He would not have his pain silenced or even swept under the rug. You know, we're not good at lament. I'm not good at lament. Especially us as a people and a culture here in the West. We excel at celebrating. Like, we thrive when we can always find the silver lining in things. I mean, look on the bright side, right? But isn't there a time when we should stop, pause, and lament the darkness? Cry out about the pain? I mean, a lot of the Psalms do this. There's an entire book in Lamentations that does this, right? We need to feel sometimes the hurt of the tragedy before we just rush to get to the triumph. In those moments, we get a glimpse of Jesus in the garden. Jesus on the walk to Calvary with the cross on his back, and Jesus stretched out on that cross for us. Lament allows us to experience and, with God's help, better understand and heal from the depths of existence and not just soaring on the heights of our humanity. Then we see, carrying on in Esther, that they exchange letters where Mordecai asks Esther to beg the king to retract the order. But Esther explains that if I enter his chamber without being summoned, it would most likely mean death. Then Mordecai reminds her of providence. One definition of providence calls it timely preparation for future eventualities. Mordecai, in faith, believes that rescue for the Jews will come, but invites Esther into being a part of that, stating, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" We ourselves must be aware of the times that we are living in. There is always a contemporary concern and call for each of us in these times. Ask the Lord to engage your heart this evening with that which causes him to weep as he sees the darkness of our day. As God breaks your heart, don't simply seek it to be made whole. Ask God's direction for how he might use you to be a healer and a restorer in that issue. Like Nehemiah or Mordecai, let the pain propel you toward God's heart and follow him with courage like Esther into wherever he leads you. Who knows? Maybe the place and the space he has you in is just where you need to be to do all that he wants of you. Let us pray. Father God, there's so much pain, there's so much tragedy, there's so much that I know breaks your heart in our world today. And I know that your desire is that you would use that to draw us nearer to you as we grab hands with you and partner with you in repairing the breaches that we see amongst us, Lord. Help us be brave and stand in the gap as we follow in the lines of those like Nehemiah, those like Esther, those like Jesus. It's in his mighty name we pray. Amen. For a great discussion of Esther's story while walking through the pains of racial injustice and the call to bravery, you might consider reading Becoming Brave by Dr. Brenda Salter McNeil. I'm walking through that with one of our micro churches, and it's great. It's challenging, but it stirs up a call to stand in the gap and fight, just as Esther received here. So, hey, if you guys enjoyed this today, head on over to 5bythefire.org, leave some comments. Even if you didn't like it, let me know. And subscribe, rate, and share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire.